Iowa everywhere.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All Access. An inside look at what it takes to operate Iowa's largest entertainment and convention facilities. This is Iowa Events Center All Access. From Iowa Everywhere. Iowa Everywhere.
And what is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of All Access here on the Iowa Everywhere Podcast Network. We're presented by our friends at the Iowa Event Center, Wells Fargo Arena. Friend Adam Flack, Director of Marketing Communications at the Iowa Event Center, joins me for another episode. And Adam, you guys have had a crazy last month of April. I know you sent me a list of everything you had going on in the span of like 9 days, and it was just like a long receipt.
Yeah. April was a month. I mean, yeah. we're gonna be sending some stuff out on our LinkedIn and stuff later this week just to kind of recap the month as a whole, because yeah. It takes a little while to put all those numbers together. But, you know, there was a 9 day span in April where the arena itself hosted 8 different event days, 9 total events.
Yeah.
We went from Lil Wayne to 3 shows of Monster Jam to AJR, back-to-back hockey games, and mm-hmm. Kane Brown, and then a Barnstormers game. And so, you know, that's just one of our 3 facilities, as you're watching, if you're on YouTube watching the time lapse there. But, you know, not only did we host all those in the arena, but you're talking about mm-hmm. the pool players convention with over 100 pool tables out in Hall B, a tattoo convention, VIP dance, global insurance symposium, you know, different luncheons and the bubble ball and mm-hmm. all sorts of other events happening in our convention center facilities, which, you know, that's why Polk County built the facility, right? It's to bring more people down to downtown. It's to provide spaces for community organizations to host their events. It's to provide entertainment. So we're trying to maximize that, I guess. And April was a good case study on what the facility is capable of.
And that didn't even include the back-to-back Zach Bryan concerts that we've talked so much about that I know was just such a big deal for you guys to have. So, it's a busy time for your whole staff. And I know that the entire state of Iowa and people that attend these events really appreciate all the work that you guys put into making these events possible.
Yeah, well, we like to think, if you don't know, if you don't see what happened or you don't know about us, that's great. Hopefully the discussion is about what happened inside the arena at the event or how great the food was at the meeting or the convention. So if you don't have to recognize, you know, dirty bathrooms or, you know, broken chairs or whatever, hopefully we did our job right. We stay behind, stay in the back and let the event speak for itself and people leave here having a great time. And you mentioned Zach Bryan. I know we talked about it last week too, but, you know, little tornado warning in the middle and our staff did a great job of keeping everybody safe and inside the seating bowl, had to close down concessions in the concourse for a little while those warnings went through. But what I can tell you is our team did a great job executing our severe weather plan for that as well. And, we got through those events. They were great events to have. And one thing we haven't mentioned is the Barnstormers got their first win of the season last Saturday. So
fantastic.
Excited to see them get on the win in the win column now.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the severe weather aspect of it, because we are in severe weather season right now. I think a little chance of some severe weather on Monday night as we're recording this. But you guys really do have a nice protocol in place for events when the arena is packed, when the event center has got events going on. Maybe just speak a little bit to that too, Adam, about how you guys prepare for stuff like that.
Yeah, it's all about being prepared. You hope you never have to use it, but you know, I think our staff all has to be on the same page and communicate well. And it's about what is that plan going into it, so that you're not surprised when something like severe weather happens. You just can basically execute the plan. It's all communication with Des Moines Police, with Polk County sheriffs, with, you know, the weather apps that we follow and follow along. And really, if you're inside the arena, the seating bowl is the best place that you can be. And so most of the time, if the event's happening, we're going to keep that event going and close down the concourse, get you away from the windows, get you away from the doors, and get inside the arena. And there's really no reason not to have the event keep going at that time. And that's what we did last Saturday night for Zach Bryan, and all things went well. If we do need to, like in the convention center, if we need to get away from the windows and Hall C, we also have plans in place for that too. But it's just about the staff communicating, continual training on that. And this week we're actually going to do some additional training, already scheduled. It's a coincidence that it's happening right after we went through that severe weather, but always good to just remind staff on what to do. And if they're prepared and they know what they're doing, they stay calm during the event.
Well, it was cool over the weekend seeing some of the kind of the extra events you mentioned. You know, we had the Make-A-Wish Gala there this past weekend. You got graduations coming throughout the month of May. I think you have one there today for Grandview. So it's definitely, like we said, a busy time over there, but a lot of community events and people getting use out of the space this month, right?
Yeah. It's crazy to see the graduations grow. You know, more and more every year seem to utilize not only the arena, which Grandview will do tonight, and DMAC did last week, but high schools will use the arena. We do some graduations in Community Choice and in Hy-Vee Hall. So really, you know, we're meant to set up what you need and what event is, or what space is going to best fit your event's needs. And that's what our sales team does such a great job of, is really honing in on what a client would want and need, and then identifying the right space for that client and booking it. So yes, we might have multiple events going on the same day, but it is a coordinated puzzle piece to get all those things put together and do them well. So our staff does a great job.
Well, since the last time we recorded, you guys have announced two new shows coming to Wells Fargo Arena. The first one is AEW Dynamite coming June 12th, and tickets are on sale for that. It's a big one. I know you guys have been trying to get for a long time. It's kind of the competition to WWE, kind of the newest in professional wrestling. So really cool to have this coming through Des Moines.
Yeah, this will be the first time that AEW has come through Iowa. I'm excited to host it at Wells Fargo Arena. You know, it is different than WWE. And it's funny, when you announce a WWE show, you get people writing in, when's AEW going to come? And when are we going to see this? We've already seen WWE. So it was funny to announce AEW and have the WWE fans come back and say, well, when are you going to announce the next WWE? Right. Which is great. It talks about the health of professional wrestling in this market. It's always been a great market for professional wrestling. We're excited to host AEW. It's going to be a great night, June 12th. Don't have a lot of time to put those tickets on sale, so the excitement will build over the next 4 or 5 weeks, and we'll see how the event goes for the first time here.
Nice. Cool. I saw in other professional wrestling news that WrestleMania is the next one's going to be in Las Vegas. And I think a lot of people were hoping it would be up at US Bank Stadium. So, definitely a lot of wrestling fans in this part of the country in Iowa. And that'll be a really cool one to have come through. Man, it's coming up next month. So that's a quick turnaround for AEW coming as well. And I think they broadcast those, on TNT, I think, takes those. So
yeah, it's always interesting this time of year because of like NBA playoffs and some of those things. So they've really got to work with the schedule. Sometimes they're on TBS, sometimes they're on TNT. Okay. It kind of depends on what that NBA schedule is. If they have to move it off of TNT, move it to TBS, they'll do that. But I think typically on TNT on Wednesday nights.
Gotcha. And the other show you guys announced the other day was For King and Country Live, the Unsung Hero Tour, coming in October as well. Are those tickets on sale right now?
Those tickets go on sale actually this Friday at 10 a.m. Okay. We've got some pre-sales that start on Tuesday, May 7th, and then the on sale is Friday, May 10th at ivytix.com. Yeah, For King and Country puts on a great show. They've been here before. Audience continues to grow for that. It's a great night. It's a Saturday night in October, which will be it's always a great concert night. So I'm excited to see For King and Country come back yet this fall.
Nice. Awesome. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about comedy coming through Iowa, coming through Wells Fargo Arena. And you guys get things started with a big comedy show coming up on Friday with Cat Williams, the Dark Matter Tour, coming Friday, May 10th. I know tickets have sold really well for this. So if you still want to get in, I'm sure there are a few left available, right, Adam?
There are. Yep. Yeah. And this is one of those shows that wanted to do just a lower bowl, more intimate setting, which is weird to say when you put comedy in an arena to say an intimate setting. But yeah, they want it to be a little bit smaller than what you'll see coming up here in later in May and then in June. But Cat Williams, a great performer, does a lot of humor. I think what you're going to see over the next few months, all of our comedians are different types of material.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't know if you caught his live Netflix.
I did see it, yeah.
Netflix is a joke comedy tour, but yep. It was pretty good, you know, and I think he's doing different material here than what was on that live special. So it should be a good show on Friday.
Yeah, it's Netflix has really kind of jumped on the comedy scene. They've got, I mean, we were talking before this, the roast of Tom Brady was on Netflix the other night, and we'll get to another comedian that was on stage there. But before we do that, another one that's coming up next week, Nate Bargatze, one of the hottest comedians in the country right now. He's America's favorite dad, maybe at this point.
Yeah, you know, a clean show. You know, if you're looking for that first comedy act, maybe you're a big fan of comedy, but you're not real sure what you're going to get when you go to the show. Great one to bring your kids to if you want to get them in to see a comedian. He'll perform in the round. So it's, I know we talked on a recent episode just that there aren't very many concerts that are performing in the round like Zach Bryan did recently, but this one will be. So he'll have the stage right in the center of the arena. We've got a huge crowd anticipated for this one, but still more tickets available. So you go to HyveeTix.com and you can get in to see Bargatze. He's one of my favorites. And again, clean comic that your kids would enjoy as well.
Another one that's coming next month in June 6th is Tom Segura. I didn't realize he's a huge sports fan apparently. And he was on the roast of Tom Brady the other night too. I think he's got his own podcast as well. That's pretty popular. So, this is a guy that's been around for a while and has a big fan base and a big following.
Yeah. I didn't know Tom's material near as much as Bargatze's. So I've gotten into him a little bit more, tried to watch a couple specials just to kind of be familiar with them. And funny guy. Yeah. I think he does some stuff with Bert Kreischer on a podcast and, another one that it's going to be a big crowd. He's selling a ton of tickets, which, you know, you talk about comedians and you're used to seeing them in small, intimate atmospheres. You know, a big show would be at the Civic Center. And Segura was there a couple years ago, I think, at the Civic Center. Now going up, doing arenas, it's crazy to see how comics they've just exploded across the country at this point in filling arenas. So excited for that one on June 6th.
And then the last comedian you guys have scheduled right now is Sebastian Maniscalco in December. I know you guys announced that one a while ago, but it was cool. I saw him. He was on the Netflix as a joke comedy series as well out in LA, and he was on stage with Nate Bargatze this past weekend. I think Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan were up there with him. They did a kind of a show together. So, man, some of the biggest hitters in comedy were on stage together. But Sebastian Maniscalco coming in December, December 15th, a Sunday. This would be a great like early Christmas gift if you want to give somebody and like surprise them like with an early Christmas gift in December.
It is. You know, one of his things, It Ain't Right. It's the It Ain't Right tour. I'm not sure if it's right to start talking about December events yet. You know, we're just now getting into good weather and in summer, and we're already talking about the holiday season. So,
but I thought we'd throw him in the mix with all these comedy shows.
No, I get it. I get it. He's been on sale for, you know, 6 months already. So
I know.
Now he will, by the time that this show comes around, he would have been on sale for a year. Again, another comic that I wasn't real familiar with, but that's what's great about this and getting different types of acts in. As that introduces you to some really funny guys. So happy that we've got him at this point. I think the Midwest doesn't maybe always understand or hasn't been as exposed to Maniscalco yet. So excited for him to come here. And I would encourage people to go look him up. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, like you mentioned, I mean, a lot of people are used to seeing these comedy shows maybe at smaller clubs or the Civic Center even as a bigger event. But what can people expect from these shows? I mean, as far as openers and, you know, just kind of the environment, when should they show up kind of a thing? You know, I think, you know, people think with the concerts, you know, like, oh, I'll show up, you know, an hour before. I don't care about the openers. But a lot of times these comedians are bringing really good opening acts, and it really is kind of just a full like 3 hours of laughs, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I think the biggest thing to expect is don't get your phones out. You know, sit back, keep your phones away. Comics are always very sensitive about people recording their jokes and doing some of that. So recommend it if you're coming to a comedy show, just to leave your, you can bring your phone with you. I don't believe any of our upcoming shows are the shows where they put your phone in a Yonder bag and lock it up or anything. None of these that I'm aware of are like that at this point in time. However, you know, just sit back and enjoy the show. I think that's the biggest thing. And keep your phone away, because they're not going to want you taking photos and video during the performance anyway. But back to your point about when do you come, get there before the show starts, because you're right. Like the warm-up acts are those next up and comers.
Yeah.
We always talk about, and I think Danger talked about it on this podcast last week, which you can go back and listen to, talking about how country music does it right. And they've got great packages put together. It's not just the headliner, but two or three opening acts. Same thing comics do. There's going to be somebody that comes out to open and kind of get the crowd warmed up. And a lot of times that's that next comic that's going to hit it big. So I would encourage everybody to get here early to see the opening. Sometimes they go on for a while. Sometimes it's pretty short, but just get here and enjoy it. The thing about comedy shows, they're not always, you know, 3 hours long, right? It's a nice date night, couple hours.
And at least a lot of the bigger comedy shows that I've been to, I saw Dane Cook there. This was probably 15, 20 years ago. And he did the In the Round as well. And the best comedians, and I think Bargatze's kind of like this, is where they do a lot of crowd work too, where they kind of get the crowd involved. You know, it maybe is a little bit tougher in a setting like the arena, but where you have to like specifically pick somebody out. But a lot of these, a lot of these performers are used to performing in these bigger event spaces. And I think this is probably Bargatze's first time doing a run this in arenas this big. But it'll be interesting to see how he gets the crowd involved. And, but yeah, every comedy show is just a little bit different crowd, different sense of style for how these comedians, because, you know, crowds are receptive to jokes in different ways. So, different parts of the country. So it'll be, I think he'll relate really well with the people in Iowa, but, should be a fun one. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I do too. It's interesting, you know, to play in the round, you know, he's got to have a good stage presence to tell his jokes, because you're going to have to hit every corner of the arena that way. Maniscalco is the same way. He's going to be doing it in center stage, 360 degrees. So, which I think it probably helped cut it down for them a little bit too, where they kind of feel like they're playing to a little smaller, intimate setting if they're out further in the middle of the arena. But you're right. How are they going to get the crowd involved? You know, you always have some guy that thinks they're funnier than the guy on stage that tries to heckle, but, you know, most of the time I think they'll, that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're good at working the crowds.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so we were talking about this as well. Live Nation, who's actually, I think, presenting a lot of these artists. Sebastian Maniscalco is one of them. But Live Nation's got a national concert week with discounts starting Wednesday, May 8th. Tell people a little bit more about what Live Nation Concert Week is all about. It runs through May 14th. Discounted tickets for certain artists, right?
Yeah, I mean, as you see, you know, Live Nation is the biggest concert promoter there is. They're doing a ton of shows throughout the country, especially in the summer like this. They've got a lot of amphitheaters that they have as well. So it's just a chance for them to, you know, promote a lot of different events in a lot of different locations. And, you know, when we have Live Nation shows that are here, booked here, that there's chances for discounts. They do a $25 all-in ticket that's inclusive of fees. And it's for a limited time. So it kind of depends on the show in terms of where those seats would be located. Mm-hmm. But they take a look at how the show's doing and what makes sense to offer that $25 ticket. And we'll have a few of those shows available as well. You see Cage the Elephant, you know, Luke Bryan, Five Finger Death Punch. So I would say starting the 8th, you know, get to HyVTix.com and take a look at what's available in terms of the Live Nation Concert Week.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Five Finger Death Punch on August 19th, Luke Bryan August 24th, Cage the Elephant September 13th. So definitely some cool acts that are coming through. And are these, the $25 tickets, are those a limited amount of tickets that they offer up? Or like you said, get in early if you want these?
Yeah, get in early. Typically they are limited. So it just kind of, again, it depends on the event and the size of the venue to see how many they offer for each of those sales. But I would say that, you know, the best thing to do is go on May 8th and kind of see what's available and get them while you can.
And where? What's the website again for people to visit, or can they go to your Facebook?
You'll be able to link from the iowaeventcenter.com or from our social media pages as well. So we'll have links out there to get to the deals.
Awesome. Cool. Well, we talked about a few of the shows you got coming this week, but man, you guys line things up coming up as well. You got Disturbed. I know this is a one you guys had on the books before. Disturbed had to reschedule their January date to May. So that's coming up next week, May 14th, right?
Yeah, with special guest Plush. So it'll be Disturbed with special guest Plush May 14th. You know, tickets are still on sale from when they were supposed to be here in January, and cool. They had an illness in the band. So excited to see that show come through. Yeah, it's going to be a busy couple weeks. We start Friday with Cat Williams, go to Barnstormers on the 11th. And then that next week, it's Disturbed on Tuesday the 14th, Cody Johnson on the 17th, and then Nate Bargatze on the 18th. So we're excited.
Anything people should know about that Disturbed show if they've already got their tickets? Are those still good for when they come back through next week?
Yeah, absolutely. Your tickets that you purchased for the original date, there's nothing you need to do. Just show up with those tickets and you'll be able to get in. Nothing has changed. You can buy new tickets as well, so the tickets are still on sale. But anybody that bought for the January date, you still have those tickets. You can bring that down and get in just fine.
Awesome. Cool. Man, we went through a list of these shows, and I'm excited for so many of them. And like we mentioned, we're ready for some laughs, I think. We've had some heavy stuff in this country the last few weeks. And
that's right.
I think people are ready to laugh a little bit. So get those tickets. HyVTix.com for all these shows that we mentioned. Some great comedians. Cat Williams gets things going this Friday. So, Adam, anything else before we sign off?
No, just again, you find all of our information on our social channels under the Wells Fargo Arena or the Iowa Event Center accounts. And we look forward to seeing you at a show coming up.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys watching, tuning in to another episode of All Access here on the Iowa Everywhere Podcast Network. We're presented, as always, by the Iowa Event Center.
Iowa Everywhere.